things. They can go on. I was going to give them some congrats for, you know, getting Jameis on the ground that last play. That was real big, sack fumble, and getting us out of there with a W.
Do you feel like you guys need to win out to save Jameis Josh? I realize that's a very blunt question.
But... I don't think so, but I would like to win out just so I can go to the playoffs. That'll be the most important thing. But, like, I mean, next game. Next game. That's our next mentality. One bout, just taking it one game at a time.
What was the reaction when you saw Ziggy put him on the ground there at the end?
Oh, it's over. It was over. I was so ecstatic, man, so happy. You know, just the first one, Matt made the kick, you know, I was like, all right, we got the W. Now, you know, Jameis, he can throw the ball, God knows how far, but, you know, just to see Ziggy get him on the ground, I was like, ooh, sigh of relief. We got the W, let's get out of here, man. I was happy. Happy. I can't even explain it.
What was it like having this kind of game against your former team?
It was good, man. It's just I wanted to make more plays, but, you know, they were comboing us up front, me and AR doubling us, doing everything. So the plays weren't there, you know, that I wanted to make, but the plays that I did make, you know, is the plays I was supposed to make. So I did a good job being where I was supposed to be. And then this defense, man, it was guys making plays all over the field. Slay, GQ, Quandre, our whole secondary. They did a good job, man, and that's the way we got to play for the rest of the year because that's how we started the beginning of the season. So why not finish like that?
Still good to eat it.
Guys forced 5 turnovers, but it's still a game where it's a last-minute game where most times when you force 5 turnovers, theoretically that should be a blowout.
Yeah, but at the same time, their defense played well. You know, they were picking Matt off, you know, causing turnovers as well. So, I mean, it's football, you know, so we just want to be plus in the turnover margin, which I think we were, and, you know, we got the win, which is the most important thing at this time of the season.
Does it feel like you guys dodged a bullet here just a little bit?
Nah, man, it's the NFL. It's hard to win, you know. Every game, it's no slouches in the NFL. So I hope we didn't think we was going to come in here and roll out the red carpet and they was just going to let us come in here and win. We got to fight for everything. So, I mean, it was hard fought. We got the W. And then on the next week, Chicago, we had a tough game up there. So we know they're going to bring. So we just got to keep fighting.
What's been the talk among the team this week as far as just having to win out the four and also with a little bit of a groundswell and reports that the coach's job may be in trouble if you guys don't make the playoffs?
As far as the coach's job, I can't speak on that. But as far as just winning, I mean, just one game at a time. And, you know, that was our mentality coming into the season, one game at a time, creating turnovers coming into the season. And that's where we got back to today, which is important, you know, for the run that we want to make. That's how we have to play on defense and then, you know, give our offense extra possessions, score points.
Could you speak to whether or not there is a mentality that this team wants to play for Jim Caldwell?
Oh, heck yeah. Who wouldn't want to play for Coach Caldwell? I know I love him as a coach, and I know these guys speak very highly of him. So, I mean, I know guys want to win, so and that's what we're going to do going out to do every week. So that's what we want to get done.
Still get to eat a W even though you didn't get a sack?